We continue this day in our Gospel According to Disney sermon series. We are looking at several Disney movies and looking at the magic of Disney and how it can give us an insight into the amazing love and grace of God in our own lives. We've talked about Beauty and the Beast and Mary Poppins and The Incredibles, and today we turn to the movie, it's a newer one, Zootopia. But before we get to Zootopia, I want you to imagine a world. Imagine a world in which there is one set or group of people that is called by God and set apart from everyone else. This group of people is chosen by God for a purpose. They are highly favored above everyone else, and they are called to be different in the world than the rest of everyone else. Indeed, the world is divided into two categories. You're either in this group or you're outside this group. You're either a Jew or a Gentile. You're part of the people of God or you are not. You are a member of the people of Israel or you're not. This is the world of the Old Testament, the world in which this passage that we've read comes from. Leviticus chapter 19. Now, in this passage, it's often called the holiness code. We didn't read verse 2, but what verse 2 says is to be holy because the Lord your God is holy. It's where this idea of a holiness code comes from. And this group of people that is called by God, chosen by God, set apart from the rest of the world is to be different than everyone else. And the Old Testament talks a lot about this, but particularly in this chapter, Leviticus 19, it lists several different activities and mindsets and things that the people are called to do to make them different than everyone else. And we read some of those. You can read the whole chapter if you want. There's all kinds of different things about what you can eat and can't eat and how you treat people and all these different things. Not cutting your hair, all kinds of stuff, right? But you can imagine, perhaps, that if you are part of this group, part of this chosen people, part of this group that is set apart and special and favored, that it might change your mindset about life and the world and who you are. You might tend to think of yourself as better than everyone else. You could see how that would happen, right? If you are part of a group that is called by God and set apart and favored above everyone else, you might start to think that you are important, that you are more valuable than the other people, that you are special and that others are not. We see this throughout the history of the Old Testament, the people of Israel. Sometimes they fall into this line of thinking. And yet in Leviticus 19, there are certain correctives to this. That if we are to pay attention to it, it reminds us not to have that kind of mindset, not to get too puffed up and to think too highly of ourselves. In this passage, it talks about when you reap your harvest, that you don't take it all, but that you leave a little bit. You leave what you don't need so that those who don't have enough will have enough. And there's all these other provisions in there, not lying to other people, not cheating them out of what they deserve, not stealing from others, all of which might be easy to do if you think that you are more important than someone else. But over and over again, in this passage and throughout the Old Testament, there is this corrective that we are called to love our neighbor as ourself. I think we often think that Jesus coined that phrase, but it's not directly from Jesus. No, Jesus is quoting this passage from Leviticus 19. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. This idea of loving neighbor is what can correct being puffed up too much, thinking too highly of ourselves. Now I want you to think of another world. And this is the world of Zootopia, the Disney movie. In this world, there are no people, but there are animals who act like people. They walk around and they talk, they have jobs, they wear clothes, they do pretty much everything that people do. If you haven't seen Zootopia, you've probably seen another movie that's like this, right? Or read some kind of story about animals that take on human characteristics and live in a world together. But in this world, it seems like everything is perfect. Zootopia is a play on the word utopia. Everybody gets along. Everybody can succeed. Everything is great and wonderful. But in the movie, we dig in a little deeper and we learn a little bit about the history and the past. You see, the animals, many, many years ago, they were divided into predator and prey. And the predators had to kill the prey in order to live, much like animals today, right? We think about that. But in the movie, they have evolved beyond these distinctions. They no longer see the distinction between predator and prey. Predator no longer seek after prey and kill them for food. And yet, despite evolving past this, it's still part of their identity. It's still part of their history. It's still an undercurrent in their lives together. People still may look at another animal and think, that is a predator, or that is a prey. Now, the plot of the movie is a little more complicated than a lot of children's movies, so I'll try to sum it up as best I can in just a few moments. The main character is a bunny rabbit named Judy Hopps. Good name for a bunny rabbit, right? She grows up in the country, and her parents try to instill in her this value that she can be whatever she wants to be when she grows up, and yet they still have a limited idea of what she really could be. But she wants to be a police officer, and yet there's never been a rabbit police officer before. Because rabbits are small, they're part of the prey, not the predators. But yet through hard work and intelligence and overcoming all kinds of obstacles, Judy becomes the first rabbit police officer in the Zootopia Police Department. And she shows up on her first day on the job, and she's so excited. She's going to make a difference in the world. She's doing all that she thinks she wants to do, but she doesn't get any respect from the other officers, especially the chief in charge. He assigns her to parking duty. She becomes a meter maid. But at that initial meeting, she also learns that there are 14 animals who have gone missing recently in Zootopia. And through a series of events, she partners with a fox, of whom she's a little bit afraid because foxes are predators, especially of rabbits. But she partners with this fox named Nick Wilde, and they uncover this plot, this sinister plot, to turn predators back into their natural state, where they go savage, they go wild, and they attack other animals. Because there are some prey who want to rise up and take power away from predators in society. She and Nick thwart the plot, and in the end, all is well. Everything is solved, and everything is okay. It's a Disney movie, right? But along the way, Judy has to confront some of the prejudices that she has. Prejudices against predators like Nick, this fox. In fact, when we meet Judy, her parents, as she's going off to be a police officer, give her a can of fox repellent. And she carries that repellent with her just in case she needs it. She has this idea that somehow there is a difference between predator and prey, that one is better than another. And so she has to confront this prejudice and overcome it and be honest about how she was raised and all these things that she must face in order to come together with Nick, the fox, and solve this mystery and have a good outcome. Now, in the end, she gives an amazing speech, all is well, and she's speaking to the graduates of the next police academy, and Nick is one of those graduates. He decides to become a police officer. Let's listen to her inspiring speech.
When I was a kid, I thought Zootopia was this perfect place where everyone got along and anyone could be anything. Turns out, real life's a little bit more complicated than a slogan on a bumper sticker. Real life is messy. We all have limitations. We all make mistakes. which means, hey, glass half full, we all have a lot in common. And the more we try to understand one another, the more exceptional each of us will be. But we have to try. So no matter what type of animal you are, from the biggest elephant to our first fox, I implore you, try. Try to make the world a better place. Look inside yourself and recognize that change starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with all of us.
An inspiring speech, right? All these lessons that she's learned, but they didn't come easy. It really is hard to face those prejudices that she had and to overcome them and to live at peace with Nick, her neighbor. But loving her neighbor is what eventually provided a good outcome in this movie. We've imagined the world of the Old Testament. We've imagined the world of Zootopia. I have one more world that I want you to imagine. Imagine a world that is deeply, deeply divided. People like to put themselves in camps. And they like to say it's us versus them. And that if you're with me, you're good and you're right and things are great. But if you are in the other camp, there's something wrong with you. You're bad. Maybe even evil, wrong. People put themselves in camps in this world, camps called Democrats and Republicans, camps called liberals and conservatives, camps called men or women, camps called Christians or Jews or Muslims, or Hindus, camps who support the LGBTQ community and camps who are opposed. Whatever kind of camp you want to think of, we put ourselves in camps. This world is probably not too hard to imagine because it's the world that we live in today. And this election cycle has raised to the forefront. It's brought to a fever pitch these divisions that we have in our world today, especially in our nation. We like to divide ourselves into us and them. And yet into this world, there is a word that God speaks. This word comes from Leviticus 19. It comes even from this movie, Zootopia. It comes straight from Jesus' mouth. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And boy, that is hard to do. Now, it's pretty easy if all your neighbors are in your group, right? If the neighbors are the people who live by you, who think like you do, who look like you do, who vote the way that you do, that's pretty easy. We can love those people. But it becomes a lot harder to love those who are different than we are. People who look different, people who think differently, people who vote differently. And yet part of what we learn in the Old Testament and in Zootopia, and I think even in our world, is that our success is bound up with one another. It's not about one group winning over another group. It's not about one group being right and one being wrong. It's not about one group overcoming another group. No, we are a group together. We must learn that indeed we have no enemies. We just have neighbors. Neighbors who are like us sometimes and neighbors who are different than us sometimes. But we have to stop labeling one another as enemies and start recognizing that we are just neighbors. I know tension and stress is high in our nation today. We have 2 days until the election. And it has been a stressful election cycle. And I don't know who's going to win on Tuesday. Things started going one way and then back another, and they keep swinging back and forth. And in the end, maybe it doesn't much matter who wins. But what truly matters is that we start loving one another. That if your candidate wins, you see the people on the other side as your neighbor. If your candidate loses, you still see the people on the other side as your neighbor. And we come together. And we pick up the pieces. And we start saying that maybe all those things that divide us shouldn't divide us anymore. Sure, we can have different opinions. We can have different ideas. But that doesn't set us at odds against one another. Because together we are the people of God. Not enemies, but neighbors. And so, friends, whatever happens on Tuesday, I'm reminded of the words of Julian of Norwich. All shall be well. All shall be well. And all manner of things shall be well. And that happens because of God's great love for us. And because we can love one another, we can see each other as neighbors, even if we are different than one another, we can love. I want to leave you with the words from Judy Hopps. Try. Try to make a difference. Try to make the world better. Try to look inside yourself and recognize that change starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with all of us. May we love our neighbors. Amen.